This is Missouri Appellate Opinions, presented by Ott Law Firm, a St. Louis area plaintiff's litigation firm. Today's case, Cedric Dwayne Mack, appellant versus State of Missouri, respondent, decided July 22, 2025 by the Supreme Court of Missouri. Cedric Dwayne Mack, opinion issued July 22, 2025. Appellant v. No, SC1-921, State of Missouri, respondent. Appeal from the Circuit Court of Harrison County. The Honorable Ryan W. Horseman, Judge Cedric Mack, appeals the overruling of his Rule 29.15 amended motion for post-conviction relief. Warren Mack's Pro Se Rule 29.15 motion was the only timely filed motion. Because Mack's single claim in his Pro Se Rule 29.15 motion was already raised in and decided by Mack's direct appeal, the court affirms the motion court's judgment denying post-conviction relief. Factual background and procedural history. The state charged Mack with driving while intoxicated for operating a motor vehicle while under the influence of alcohol as a persistent offender. The circuit court won. Unless otherwise noted, all rule references are to Missouri Court Rules 2017, as effective through June 30, 2017. Two entered its judgment finding Mack guilty after a jury trial of the charge. In April 2017, the circuit court sentenced Mack, who then appealed. The Court of Appeals affirmed State versus Mack, 560 SWB 3D 2935, Mo Appiad 2018. On December 5th, 2018, the Court of Appeals issued its mandate. On January 14th, 2019, Mack filed his Pro Se Rule 29.15 motion with an included forma pauperis affidavit requesting a public defender because I have no funds. On March 4th, 2019, a public defender entered an appearance on Mack's behalf. On May 2nd, 2019, the public defender requested a 30-day extension to file an amended motion. On May 6th, 2019, the motion court granted the public defender's request for a 30-day extension of the amended motion deadline. On June 3rd, 2019, the public defender filed an amended motion. On July 8th, 2020, after an evidentiary hearing, the motion court entered its judgment overruling the amended motion. On July 29, 2020, Mack filed a motion to amend the judgment requesting the motion court enter findings of fact and conclusions of law. The motion was overruled for all purposes when the motion court did not rule on it within 90 days after it was filed. Rule 78-06, Mack appealed. The Court of Appeals reversed the judgment and remanded the case for entry of findings of fact and conclusions of law and an abandonment inquiry. Mack v. State 635 SW3D 607 614 15 Mo App 2021. On remand, the motion court conducted an abandonment inquiry, found the public defender had abandoned Mack, considered the amended motion on the merits, entered findings of fact and conclusions of law, and denied relief. Mack appealed. This court granted transfer after an opinion by the Court of Appeals. Mo Constant Art v. Sec 10 3 Standard of Review. Rule 29.15a authorizes the filing of a post-conviction relief motion alleging that the conviction or sentence imposed violates the Constitution and laws of this state or the Constitution of the United States, including claims of ineffective assistance of trial and appellate counsel, that the court imposing the sentence was without jurisdiction to do so, or that the sentence imposed was in excess of the maximum sentence authorized by law. This Rule 29.15 provides the exclusive procedure by which such person may seek relief in the sentencing court for the claims enumerated. The circuit court shall not entertain successive motions. Rule 29.15L. Analysis. Mack's claims have been given exhaustive review. The motion court held an evidentiary hearing on the claims in his amended motion and denied those claims. Following remand from the Court of Appeals, the motion court held another hearing, found counsel had abandoned Mack, entered findings of fact and conclusions of law on the claims, and denied the claims on the merits for a second time. The parties agree, and this court holds, that Mack's amended motion was not timely under the version of Rule 29.15G, in effect on the date of Mack's sentencing. State versus Scott, number SC1-916, SW3DE, slip op. At 5, Mo Bank, July 22, 2025. To the two, Mack asserts the motion court clearly erred in failing to appoint counsel under Rule 29.15A, which did not specify a time limit for appointment, and requests this court place Mack in the position he would have occupied had counsel been appointed, and reach the merits of his appeal of the overruling of his amended motion. Because Mack raises this claim for the first time before this court, it is not preserved for review. Rule 84, 13A, State v. Woolery, 687 SW 3D, 652, 668, Munard Bank, 2024. The claim also fails on the merits because Counts